Woo-hoo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to be looking and focusing all on the shape of a square. But before we do, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Find your pencil and write your name at the top of your paper. I'll write your name. You write my name. Just kidding. I'll write my name. You write your name. And then you can put your pencil down because we're going to do some coloring first. So we're going to be looking at the top of our page at the picture, and we're going to be looking for some objects that are a square shape. Now, this is what I've been told and I want to tell you. A square is a special kind of rectangle. A square has all the same sides. All the sides are the same length. They're all the same. It's same on the top, same on the bottom, same on the side, same on the other side. Same, same, same. They're special. So we're going to look at our picture, and I want you to look at the windows on the house. The windows on the house are squares because the top, the bottom, the side, and the other side are squares. But if you look at the door, the side and the side are a lot taller than the top and the bottom of the door. So the door is not a square. So let's just look at the windows. Let's color the outside part of the window brown. Can you color the outside part of the window brown? There are three of them, and I would like you to color all three brown, just the outside shape of the square. So the top, the bottom, and the side, and the side. It's a special type of rectangle, and we call it a square because all the sides are the same length or size. So go ahead and do it for all three windows. We're just doing the outside, like the trim. That's what we're doing, the trim. This is the outside part of the square of the window. Go ahead. We're making them brown. I just finished my second window. Do a nice job. Now I'm working on my third one, the one downstairs. But it really doesn't matter what order you did it in. That part doesn't matter. So this is a special kind of square. So I'm going to ask you, and I'm going to tell you, and you're going to be like, Mrs. Oldham, we know now. You've said it 14,000 times. And I'll say, but I really want you to listen because it's called Listen and Learn. All right. Two more seconds. Two. One. Go ahead and put down your brown crayon. Now, if you look inside the window, this part's so great, you're going to see four little squares. The window is divided into four little squares. Do you see them? Okay, so let's color the curtains inside of each little square. Let's color them. Let's do like a light blue, but any kind of blue will work. I'm going to use my blue green. I have it handy, but any kind of blue will work. So inside each window, the squares, the window is divided into four little squares, and inside of each square is a curtain. Go ahead and color each part of the curtain inside each part of those little squares. The windows have been divided up into four squares. All right, a square is a special type of what? Do you remember? It's a special type of rectangle, and it's special, oh, so special. Because all the sides of the square, the top, the bottom, the side to side, are all the same what? Yeah, they're all the same length and they're all the same size. Top, bottom, side to side. Top, bottom, side to side. All right, put down your blue crayon. Now let's color inside each little square of each window yellow, like the light is on. I love to do that when I draw houses. So find your yellow crayon and color in each little square of each window. Make it yellow. So we're finishing off the square. One part of the square is a curtain, and the other little part of the square will have it be yellow. So do it for each window. Now, boys and girls, every time I say a square is a special type of rectangle because the sides are the same size and length, and then I go top and bottom and side and side. That's four sides. Top, bottom, side, side. That's four sides. I want you to know that a square has four sides.
That's important to know.
Go ahead and put down your yellow crayon. All right, we have to leave the rectangle alone. The door, that rectangular door, we have to leave it alone because it's not a square. The sides are too long and they're longer than the top and the bottom. But let's look at the chimney. Do you see some squares on the chimney? Some of them we can't see because it's behind the roof, but we can see five perfect squares. Five perfect squares before the roof covers them up. Let's color the five perfect squares on the chimney red, like brick. Any kind of red will work. I just want you to color the five perfect squares. Top, bottom, side, side. Each square has four sides and they're all the same. That's why it's special. So we're just doing the five perfect squares that we can see. The ones that are covered up by the roof, we're going to leave those alone. All right, go ahead and put down your red crayon. Let's look at the garage. There are some windows on the garage. Do those look like a special kind of rectangle? Do those windows look like they have the same top, bottom, side to side, that they're all the sides are the same? Yes. Let's color those windows. Let's do yellow again. Make it look like there's a light on in the garage. Go ahead and color those four windows in the garage yellow. All right. One, two. A square has four sides, and it's special because they're all the same. So now we have learned a couple of attributes. That's a fancy way to say we know all about a square. We know what makes a square a square. We've learned a couple of attributes about squares. Now put down your yellow crayon in three, two, one. What about the garage door? The big thing that lifts up? See the big garage door? Is that a square? Are the top, the bottom, the side, or all four sides the same? Yes. Let's make this fun. Let's have it match the curtains. Let's do blue again. Any kind of blue will work. Color the door of the garage. It's got the handle on it. Let's color that square blue. So one other thing I want to tell you, another attribute, remember, that's a fancy way to say I know all about a square, is that a square has four corners. When the sides meet, the top meets a side, it has a corner. And when the bottom meets a side, it has a corner. And there are four corners because there are four sides. That's another attribute. A square has four sides and four corners. Go ahead and put down your blue crayon in three, two, one. All right, well, what about the garage itself? The actual garage. Is that a square? The whole garage. Yes, that's a square. Let's color the garage gray. And if you don't have a gray crayon, you can use your pencil. The whole garage, not the roof, but the whole garage is gray. Not the roof, because if you look at the roof, does it have four sides? No, it's kind of missing a top, don't you think? So we're going around the garage door and in between the windows, and we're coloring the whole garage gray because the whole garage is a square. There are squares on top of squares on top of squares of the garage. We got the garage door, we got the windows, and they all have squares because they have four sides, four corners, and what else? All the sides are the same. You got it. All right, let's put down our pencil or our gray crayon in 3, 2, 1. Do you see any other squares in our picture? What's on the kite? What's on the tail of the kite? Yes, those are little squares. Let's color those little squares purple. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Color those 7 squares purple. They're on the tail of the kite. This kite got away. But we are coloring the squares on the kite purple. These squares have 4 sides. How many corners do these squares have? Yep, 4. And they're special because all the sides are the same. Can a square be big? Yeah. Can a square be little? Yes, absolutely. Totally. All right, boys and girls, we're going to move down to the bottom. Go ahead and take your pencil. We're going to still color a little bit, but take your pencil. I want you to see the 4 squares that are at the bottom of your paper. I want you to trace them. They have that dotted line. I want you to trace them. Go ahead. Start on your first square. Go carefully. Trace it carefully with your pencil. I don't want you to go super fast and get sloppy. But you'll see it has 4 sides. I'm moving over to my next one. And it has 4 corners. And all the sides are the same shape. Now I'm moving over to the third one. I'm ready to trace my third one. And then move over. I'm ready for my last one. A square is special. It's special. It's a special kind of rectangle. Now if you look, there's extra space. I want you to draw 3 more squares on your own. They can be big, they can be little, but we're trying to make all the sides the same size. It's okay. It doesn't have to be perfect. You don't have to keep erasing and doing it over and over again. Just do your best. We're doing the best that we can. We're trying to make a special kind of rectangle. 4 sides for our square, 4 corners, all the sides the same. Got it? Okay, put down your pencil and scoot down where there are a bunch of shapes. Do you see where there are a bunch of different shapes? I see some circles. Yep. All right. I want you to find the squares, only the squares, and I want you to color them orange. Just the squares. Just the squares. I'm going to tell you right now there's 4 squares to find, and I want you to color each one orange. Get it? Then you say, got it. Get it? And then I say, good. Get it? Got it? Good. So we are coloring 4 squares orange. Skip the other ones. We're not looking for the other ones. Today is all about a special kind of rectangle called a square. How many sides does a square have? Yes, it has 4. Go ahead and put down your orange crayon in 2, 1. All right, scoot down to the bottom. There is a clock and a game board. Do you see the little clock and the game board? Which one is shaped like a square? Yes, the game board. Yes, let's color the game board green. Find a green crayon. Any kind of green will work. And just color the entire game board green. The whole thing green. All right. Take 2 more seconds. 2, One. And then scoot over. We've got a badge about a forest ranger. I don't know what that's about. And then we have a picture of a dog. So we have, I don't know, is it a hamster? And then we have the dog. Which one, which animal is in the square shape? Yes, the dog. Let's color the frame, the trim around the dog brown, and then color the dog brown too. This is a square because it has how many sides? And it has how many corners? And all the sides are what? Yep, the same. So we have a brown frame and a brown doggy. I love doggies. I love them. This one's cute with his little spot over his eye. All right, take two more seconds. Two. One, scoot over. We've got a puzzle and a dartboard. Which one is shaped like a square? Yep, the puzzle. Go ahead and color the puzzle. Oh, well, we got to make the sun yellow, right? Make the sun yellow inside the puzzle. And then let's color the grass. What color? Green. And then we could do a blue cloud if you wanted. Make it pretty. You could do blue sky if you have time. I don't know if you'll have time. I'm going to do a blue cloud. Okay, I have finished. Boys and girls, you know all about a square. You know all about the attributes of a square. You know a square can be big, little, any color. You know it has how many sides? It has how many corners? And the sides are all the... You got it. Boys and girls, you rock. I roll. Together we... rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.